And welcome back to The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, always, to download the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store so you can listen to us all day long. And then, of course, can always listen on Wednesday evenings to learn about your creative community. I always say it whenever I speak publicly, whether it's at home or anywhere else in the world, that I believe strongly the Bahamas has the highest percentage per capita of creative people.
Oh, yeah.
We have got this tiny little country. What are we now? 380 now? I mean, who knows? We're about 380,000 people, maybe. And just, like, you don't have to walk two blocks without meeting someone who's doing something. Whether they're making up a song, they're making up a political song, they're doing a drawing, they're carving something, they're making a T-shirt, they're brand. Like, it's just incredible to me how creative our people are.
Right.
So, you know, you come from a lineage of an entrepreneurial women.
Mm-hmm.
I have a memory from being a small child in Governor's Harbor. My family are once upon a time they're actually from Hatchet Bay, but Farrington's from Hatchet Bay. But we went always to Eleuthera when I was small, even when we lived away. My dad had a boat that was called Eleuthera.
Oh, wow.
He's a strong, you know, my earliest memories of being on the beach are definitely Eleutheran beaches. And I remember your grandmother's shop, which was called Norma's, which was originally a hill, and is now the space, like, it's opposite, like, the gas station and the Perk. Like, like, if you need something in Governor's Harbor, you're stopping in at Norma's. Like,
whether
it, you know, your sunglasses or your fashion or whatever. How did that help? Because you also have a T-shirt line. So we've talked a lot about work. We've talked a lot about the Instagram, but you have, like, a, you know, a T-shirt line where we're all of this information is on our chests. Did having your grandmother as this kind of entrepreneurial spirit and sort of dealing, you know, in the tourism trade as well, did that, like, affect your, was that what helped you come up with this idea and start brand? Or
it's so crazy because, like, I literally have grown up in that store, like, my entire life, summers, after school, Christmas time, especially, like, it's our busiest time.
Yeah.
So, like, from I was a kid, like, from I would say 8, 9, 10, like, I've been in that store at the cash register, folding shirts, helping customers. Hi, can I help you with something? And I hated it. I absolutely hated it. Like, I have two other sisters. Out of the three of us, I was, why do I have to go to the shop? I don't want to go to the shop. I don't want to have these. And for me, and it's so crazy because, like, how I'm saying I want people to know more about the real Bahamas, that's why I hated it so much, because I didn't want to have sort of meaningless conversations to me at the time about, yes, the beaches are so pretty. And, you know, for me, I wanted you to know more. So for me, having to go and, you know, help customers find their, like, you know, trivial T-shirt that, you know, doesn't represent the Bahamas correctly, I didn't like it. But I learned so much from my grandmother. Norma was way before her time. She was a great entrepreneur, a great businesswoman. She knew how to make a dollar. She knew what sells. And it definitely, you know, helped me for where I am now, because I started Eyes of Ayman Bay in May of 2019. And I had my first shirt in July.
Oh, wow.
And again, it wasn't the intention. A lot of people was just like, we want these, you know, these really pretty posts on shirts. And so it was a demand that people were like, put them on shirts. And I just knew how to do it. Like, it was a very fast turnover of, like, okay, well, I guess this is what I'm doing. So fast forward now, it's like, wow, like, my whole life I've been literally walking hand in hand with what I should be doing, which is this. Mm-hmm. And she taught me so much, like, even in terms of, like, I sew as well. And from I was a kid in, like, grade 6, she taught me how to sew. I just always enjoyed it. I always liked sewing and being able to do embroidery.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I never would have imagined that this is what I would end up doing.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because it's like, because you sort of touched on, I think, what makes us so uncomfortable with a lot of the tourism product, right, is that it's not us. You're asking us to act like something. right? We have to like put on this mask. We have to put on this like, this is what we sold, so this is what we have to be.
Right.
And I think, you know, I mean, if I go, like, I've talked about this before, and I mean, I know, you know, someone's going to get mad at me for saying it, but I'm like, if I have to go to like the cruise ship terminal and see a Bob Marley Bahamas backpack.
Right.
You know, or a No Problem Mon Bahamas. Who's allowing it in the country, man? I'm like, we got to have standards. We've got to,
you know,
like,
what's sad is it sells. Like, the thing is, they've been in our store, the Heyman, the Yaman, they sell. People buy them because there's just like a huge disconnect between the tourists that come here, what they think the Bahamas is, how we're selling the Bahamas in terms of every aspect of tourism. And that we're allowing it to continue. You know?
Because, you know, a t-shirt saying, you know, Bay something would also sell. If they didn't have the option, they'd still buy the t-shirt.
Right.
So, like, it's we are being lazy about, you know, being like, well, listen, they're going to buy this, so let's just have it. And it's like, no, man, like, just don't let them have it. Like, give them what we are, and they'll buy that. They will. Don't be ashamed into thinking, like, our stuff's not going to sell. Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy because my stuff is enormous. And my mom, like, she calls me, you know, pretty frequently. It's just like, the tourists are buying your stuff, and they're not buying mine. And I'm like, sorry, but mine is like, the Bahamas, like, it's based on who we actually are. And, you know, I guess I'm just trying to riot and like dismantle what that looks like through the clothing and sort of like shaking it up and being like, no, like, this is not acceptable, because I've seen it my whole life. Like, why are we selling non-Bahamian products? And I guess, yeah, I'm doing that t-shirt by t-shirt, you know, product by product, and then using what I learned from my mom and my grandmother, and sort of just shifting that.
Yeah. And also, I think even that, you know, a lot of your colors, I mean, you know, your website's very, and your Instagram, you get a lot of color in there, and you use a lot of like yellow and blue and kind of that conch pink color.
Right.
But the t-shirts are like black and white and white and black. And I think even that, it's this very subtle thing where people assume that you live, like, you know, again, I go up to New York and I'm wearing all black, and people are like, oh, what, you're not coming in your yellow. Like, I'm like, just because I live in the Caribbean, I don't have to wear like frills and pink just because this is where I'm from. Like, we are also modern. We are also contemporary.
Right. Like, this is normal life for us. And that's the thing. People are always just like, so do you just like sit on the beach and drink cocktails? And just like, no, like, we have problems. Like, we have things that we struggle with. Like, everyone has their own personal life, you know. But yeah, so the reason that the shirts are black is just because I'm a small business, so like black is like, you know, everyone likes black, no matter what. It's like, so it's just so easy. But then also too, the reason why I've had some people like, you know, like, your eyes are Bahamian, but you should use Bahamian colors. And like, for me, it's just like, I want it to be a modern twist on Bahamianism.
Exactly.
Where it's not screaming like, ah, Jamaican colors, or like Bahamian colors, or like, I'm a Caribbean person, or, you know, all these different things. But it's just like, you know, if you're curious, you can find out more about the shirt. But it's not screaming like, this is my identity. It's screaming fashion, modern, you know, a tribute to your Bahamianism.
Yeah, exactly. That we can be contemporary. We can be modern. We can be. We're not all like in grass skirts, because, you know, it's amazing. Like you said, it's amazing what people ask you. I get asked all the time why I'm not more tan, and I'm because I have a job. Because I get up in the morning and I get in my car and I drive to my office. You know, and I'm like, I'm not laying on the beach all day. That's leisure. That's not, you know, like, I'm not
drinking coconuts. It's like, no, we have actual lives.
Or do I drive a jet ski to work? That's another
right. one. Right. I've had, do I take a canoe to work?
My Lord. I know.
How did you ask that question?
Yeah, someone asked me that, and I said, well, yeah, I do actually. And then I unzip my wetsuit like James Bond, and I take it off, and I'm wearing my work clothes underneath, and then somebody hands me a cocktail on my way to the office.
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh. Like, you know, it's so crazy, because my grandmother, Norma, she was the best at answering questions like that. Like, any silly question you ask, she would say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do ride dolphins. My dolphins actually parked right outside. And she would never like be like, ha, just joking. Like, you would leave and you're going to go back home and be like, yeah, this lady at Norma, she said that she rides a dolphin. Like, my grandma, she didn't play.
She didn't play. Yeah.
No, oh, that's so
funny. I know you lost her, right? Three years
this year, 2018. So right, a little bit over a year before I started this, which is like, I wish she had gotten to see, because I know she would probably have so much advice and I'd probably be like so much further right now. But I definitely know that, like, literally she prepared me for what it is that I'm doing. So I'm thankful for, yeah, I guess, learning from, you know, what I could from her when she was still here.
Mm-hmm. And so what are the plans? Do you have plans? I mean, I know it's such a difficult time in the world now. It's right. Like, oh my God. Like, do you want to take Eyes of Bahamian Bay global? I'm sure you do. I mean, yeah. Will there be a shop? Will there, like, what's the next, how do you see the next, you know, months, years unfolding for you?
So, I definitely want to continue growing, the clothing line and like making more, more design stuff, like not just like t-shirts, so like expanding the clothing line is definitely on my to-do list, and maybe actually getting a physical like location where people can come and buy, you know, different like Eyes of Bahamian Bay stuff, but also like, you know, other creatives and different people from different like, you know, lines. And then in terms of like my creative side, I feel like the clothing line is like the way people can like be a part of Eyes of Bahamian Bay and, you know, wear like the Bahamian Creole on their shirts and like, you know, be promoters for Bahamian culture. But then in terms of creative, I want to just sort of, I guess, keep empowering Bahamian culture and like having conversations with different people, and hopefully, you know, tell a lot of like stories that get like shadowed. So yeah, like that's definitely like, mm-hmm, on my to-do list, is like have more conversations with like different people. And maybe even take trivia to the next level, because people love the trivia that I post.
I love the trivia. I love the trivia too. Yeah. Love the trivia too. I'm like, yes, I know that.
Right. So definitely
I'm keeping my Bahamian score. You know?
Right. You know, expanding on like what I'm already doing, but I guess at a larger scale, as opposed to just like not only being on the Instagram, but like maybe having a different platform where I can share and have like conversations about like culture and what we need, mm-hmm, to dismantle, and like, you know, just writing and like, mm-hmm, you know, changing the way that we see Bahamian culture.
Absolutely. Well, again, I'm an advocate for teaching standard English, but also teaching Bahamian Creole.
Right.
So that children in schools understand that it's a language, and that there are rules to the language that we all innately learn.
Right.
But also that, like, if you come live here, like to get your permanent resident permit, you got to pass a test, man.
Right. Why can't we have, you know, that?
Exactly.
Because like, even like a Bahamian culture test or a Bahamian history, something like, so you should. Yeah. You know, a little bit more than just like, oh, wow, it's beautiful and I have a house here.
Exactly. You know, just, you know, and you have to do that in other countries. You have to pass a basic test, you know, to get, right, a permanent residency, the basic language test, basic. Doesn't mean they all got to go out and try to speak Bahamian Creole, but they, again, like, be able to understand it.
Right.
Again, you know, exactly. when I first moved here with my husband, you know, he's German. So English is his second language. And so, you know, before we came, I was like, okay, like, here's the vocab.
There you go.
You know,
I don't know.
You got to know, because it's not for you to expect other people to adapt to your ignorance of our,
right,
language. It's actually,
yeah,
for you to learn to be able to recognize it.
Right. It's definitely true. Like, and I feel like we are conditioned to adapt, but mm-hmm, it definitely shouldn't be the expectation or,
exactly,
the standard.
Exactly, because you're in our country, man. So, mm-hmm, you know. So I think that's fantastic, and I would love to see. It's actually really interesting. Right before you came on the show, I was chatting with the producer, Beats, Doris Bannister, DJ Beats. I'm giving a shout out to, and he actually said there should be like a fashion show expo for Bahamian clothing designers, and we were like, there should maybe be a space, because again, you know, retail is expensive, right?
Right.
Maybe there could be a space where like a lot of creatives share it, you know, and
yeah,
having like a Bahari store. Maybe there's a store for like, you know, three or four or five young designers, so that you,
right,
can all Sure, but I also think, again, and this was one of the recommendations that we gave the government of the Bahamas, because I was privileged enough to sit on the Economic Recovery Committee for the Orange Economy, mm-hmm. that some of all those beat up shops downtown, you know, they should negotiate with the landlords mm-hmm. to give really cheap rent, you know, even if it's just for 2 years, give you that starter, you know, giving you a starting space. Because, you know, if we could populate East Bay Street with young creatives, like mm-hmm. Whether they're using it for a studio space for art, or they're like making t-shirts or selling fashion. First of all, it's going to uplift the neighborhood. Right. Second of all, if people are going to want to go there, it's going to create economy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you could get like a good rent, like maybe it's free for 6 months, 25% for 6 months, and then it's 50% for 6 months. And, you know, you build up to being able to afford that Bay Street rent. Mm-hmm. And I just think those are the kinds of things we should be thinking about, because you all need somewhere to reach the people, right?
Yeah, so it's definitely my plan to, like, you know, at a certain point, probably not now, maybe in the next year, like, have a space where I can invite other small businesses to be a part of it, because rent is high.
Rent's crazy.
Rent is crazy. So if I can be that, you know, door to have other small businesses have a bigger audience and a bigger market, then I think that would be something really, really great.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to look forward to it. I know I'm going to be like standing in line. My birthday list. I actually got my t-shirt that I'm wearing. I'm so sorry we're on the radio. People can't see my t-shirt, but I got it on my birthday, and it was my, it was my wish to my husband. He said, "What do you want to do today?" And I said, "I want to go to the Bahamian Bistro. I want to go to the Eyes of Bahamian pop-up shop, and I want to get my t-shirt."
Yay. Yeah. It was so good. It was such a good, you know, energy there as well.
I'll be popping up
again April 10th at the Fox Hill Nursery. So I'm going to be popping up all the time now.
Oh, I love Fox Hill Nursery. That's one of my friends over there. And we're hoping to get you into our place. I think we're just planning that now on April 2nd. There's going to be a pop-up market at the NAGB. And we're hoping to have Eyes Bahamian there too.
So exciting.
We're looking forward to that. So Cachet, it was great to hear from you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely. My pleasure.
Such great questions. I love the creative side of the conversation. Yeah, it was good.
Well, now you are officially branded a Bahamian. You are an artist. You are a Bahamian artist. Yeah. You're up there with the rest of them. So, and it's just so great, again, to see these entrepreneurial ideas coming and happening, and that, you know, we can do it ourselves. We can. And it's one thing we've learned in this period is that, you know, it's been rough, but we only need each other.
Right.
And if we support each other, we're gonna make it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree.
So I tell everyone, go to Eyes Bahamian Bay on Instagram.
And check Facebook.
Eyes Bahamian Bay. And also they have a website. And stay tuned, because it's going to be great things to come. So Cachet Knowles, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Bahamas, for listening. You have been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the executive director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you've been listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you always for listening, and have a great, great evening.